Good morning. I have a question for you. Can you remember any of the gifts that you got for Christmas this year? I'm guessing you probably can. What about two Christmases ago? Can you remember back to then? Or maybe three? Can you remember your gifts from three Christmases ago? And not just the big ones, not just the thing that you really wanted that was on the top of your list, but all of them, every single gift that you ever got. If you can, that's really impressive. I know I can barely remember the ones that I got from this year. But it's those big gifts, the ones that we really want, the ones that we still use today, that stick with us in our memory. Today, it's those memorable gifts that I want you to think about when we're talking about our scripture reading from today. In the story, we hear that Peter, James, and John receive three gifts. And each time, the gift got more and more memorable because it was even better than the gift they got before. So the first gift they got, they received the honor of having Jesus teach from in their boat. Back in those days, rabbis were big things. They weren't just teachers, but they were very respected and honored. So when Jesus got in the boat with Peter, James, and John, that was a big deal. That was a big gift. But then, even bigger and more memorable, was when Jesus told them to put their nets out. And they received such a large amount of fish that it filled not just their boat. That catch of fish would have sold for a lot of money and fed a lot of people. That gift was so big that Peter even bowed down and said, "I'm not worthy." It was a huge honor. But Jesus wasn't done. There was still one more gift that he had for the men that day. That third gift was the biggest and most memorable gift that Jesus gave in today's story. And that was when Jesus invited Peter, James, and John to be his disciples and follow him. Jesus' gift of invitation was the best, biggest, and most memorable gift because that was Jesus' way of saying, "I can show you how to do what I do." It wouldn't have been nearly as memorable if Peter, James, and John had said, "No, thank you, not today." But that's not what they did. Instead, they said yes and immediately followed Jesus. And that's what's exciting and the biggest and most memorable gift that Jesus could offer them. But it wasn't just for them. Jesus is still offering that gift to us today. We too are invited to learn from Jesus and change our world like Jesus did. The more that we learn how to share God's love and forgiveness, the better place we make, which is what makes Jesus' best gift from today's story even better and more memorable. Because when it is fully received, Jesus' invitation is really a gift that keeps on giving, even 2,000 years later. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, for the gifts he offered to his first disciples, and for the gifts he still offers us today. Thank you for all of the blessings you pour out on us. God, help us to always be open to receive them, whether it is through the love and care of our family and friends, a beautifully painted sunset, the crisp taste of a fresh apple, the warmth of the sun shining down, or the chill of a gentle breeze. Help us to be a generous people as we continually receive your love, which is more than we could ever imagine. In your holy name we pray. Amen.